Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Friday, January 26th, 2018. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
It's Friday!
Woo! It's your birthday, too.
It is. I'm excited because Matt Maize is playing in town here tonight. He is one of my all-time favorite artists, and his show just happened to fall on my birthday on Friday.
That's phenomenal.
Which is super cool. I took my birthday off Facebook because I don't like getting Facebook birthday notifications, so it's been pretty quiet this morning, which is nice. And then you end up with, like, remember when Lynch wished that dead guy a happy birthday?
Yeah.
That was super funny.
His mission in life, like, he made it his mission to tell everybody happy birthday on their birthday that he had on Facebook, which I think he has 5,000 friends. Like, that's a commitment, okay? Like, that's a lot of birthdays each day that you...
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Yeah.
And the one guy had died 3 years prior.
Yes.
And his page was, like, remembering so-and-so, yeah. And all the comments are like, miss you so much, man. If you were here, we'd be having a beer on your birthday. And then Lynch... Happy birthday, man.
Hope you get drunk tonight. It's just like, oh, shit, Lynch.
Oh. If I ever die, which I will, please, please continue to wish me a happy birthday on Facebook like I'm still alive.
I will.
And everyone who's listening to the podcast will get the joke.
Okay.
And it'll be super funny.
Yeah, me as well, please.
Yes.
Okay, good.
It is kind of weird, though, that like once you die, your Facebook now becomes... an in memoriam page?
It's creepy. We never had to worry about these types of things before because you die and then, you know, you wouldn't be reminded on social media all the time. But it creeps me out so much when you get the like suggested friend or like, you know, you haven't talked to this person in a while and it's somebody.
Because they're dead.
Yeah. It's like Facebook needs to figure that crap out. Okay. Because that's terrifying to me.
Those pages are probably going to last forever.
Like, I think so.
They're not going to take them down. They're not going to go through them and be like, this has been quiet for a little while.
I know. It's really weird. Like, it's just an eerie, not a good feeling.
It's kind of like I have phone numbers in my phone from people who are dead.
Yeah.
And that's weird to me too. When I'm scrolling through and you see their name, you're like, oh man.
Yeah.
Who's got that number now?
Yeah. Did they know?
I don't know.
The ghost of your friend? You call it and hello? And you're like, holy.
Yeah, I guess I could call some of these. I just don't have the...
I don't want to. No.
Yeah, it seems almost like a little bit disrespectful.
Yeah, it's weird. It's all that's weird. Death is weird.
We haven't done this for a while. We haven't tried to tackle a fast rap verse.
No, we haven't. And we're very skilled at this. We haven't busted out our skill for a while.
We got this one from, is actually a friend of mine and a regular listener of the podcast, Garnet. He said, do you think you can do this song? I think it's this one here.
Enter my enemy, energy element. I am an entity walking ahead of the pack. I really am out of my head and it's evident that I will never be able to ever quit. Melanin fellow with hell of a relevance, well as an elegant metaphors.
What do you think of that, Sean?
Is that words?
It is words.
Okay.
The song is called Freedom Form Flowing. By Gift of Gab.
He almost couldn't even say the title, so this should go well.
He even used our rap monikers when he requested this one.
Did he?
Yeah, you're hot mess. I'm young dad.
That's awesome.
Here we go.
Enter my imminent energy element. I am an entity walking ahead of the pack. I really am out of my head and it's evident that I will never be able to ever quit. Melanin fellow with hell of a relevance. What is an elegant metaphors ready to set it off dead on your pettier levels? I'm ready and able to murder and tear him. He's all into pieces and murk and embarrasses. Honoring easily crumbs. Chill, it easily comes like breathing from deep in the seat of your lungs.
I creep to the beat of a drum. That's unique to me as I keep it 100. Living through regions and leading the dumb. And people I'm seizing and deep in the mud. Well, some of them keeping it thug. Like there is a leak in their mug. We better start reaching above. We headed for economic decay, which is in and of raw. I'm creeping beneath them. The surface will purpose, I'm healing delinquents of what and seeing should be, it's no interest of me if their mission is weak and they're keeping it dumb.
Keep slipping, I'm tweaking the frequency of I'm seeing and being a piece of the puzzle. Rhythm, we seeking the freedom and what it means to be free and be equal as one. The nation is bobbing and weaving, afraid of the awful and even. Don't make it their power to lead you away from the power preceding creation.
See all of the leaders to take us up out of the season. I hang with the laws of receiving and giving and living. If y'all are believing in evident knowledge is breathing, inhaling out and topple the greedy. Bing.
Sound like a dying cat.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Yesterday you were mentioning that you wrote some fan mail as a kid to a hockey player. Who was it again?
Joe Sakic. When I was 8 years old, I really liked Joe Sakic and I wrote him a letter. I think I just sent it to the arena in Colorado.
Oh, amazing.
And he wrote back. I think it was probably just a generic letter. Like, thanks for supporting me and the team. Like, but he included an autographed picture.
That's awesome.
Which was so cool. So I had it framed and put it on my wall. It was really, really cool.
As a kid, that's huge. And the fact that either him or the organization or whoever it is that took time to give you that autographed photo and everything, that's amazing.
Couldn't believe it. And I was thinking that guy must get a ton of mail. Or
for
at the
sure.
time he would have. So.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think that people really take enough advantage of that as kids. Like when you go to a hockey game, you go down the ice and you get that puck thrown over, right? Because they see kids and all the players will want to give you their stick or their puck or whatever.
Oh, man. I still have a puck that Ray Bourque flipped to me when I was like 7 years old.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was, I couldn't even believe it. I was like shaking.
Yes. And you see the kids on the Jumbotron and everything that get that type of thing and it makes their life. Like
yeah.
that is the most, that is the highlight of their life up until that point, right?
I'm holding onto this chunk of rubber that a grown man flipped to me
yes.
over the glass. Like
huge
it, like
deal.
It's gold.
And yeah,
I still have it. So yes, you're right. That does like, it's a pretty big deal to a kid.
But it has a time limit, and this is why you need to take advantage as a kid. Because if you're an adult banging on the glass, right, trying to get a puck, no player is coming to flip you a puck over the ice. Here you go, Bob.
I know. I kind of think that when I see like 40-year-old dudes in Connor McDavid jerseys, like Connor.
I know.
Like you're old enough to be that his dad, man.
Right. Then you think about fan mail. It's like you can't write a player fan mail as a 40-year-old dude. Like Terry can't write.
Terry. Dear Johnny Gaudreau, my name is Terry. I am 42 years old and I live in Lacombe. I have 3 kids. Please send me some of your money to help with my mortgage this month.
And then you get something back. Oh my God, he wrote back. It's like, no, that's a restraining order, Terry.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
So much for the just
photo, bro. I think it's, are you a Sakic fan?
Oh, huge, like, huge, man. I loved them and, like, I don't know, ever since they were Nordiques. So, I don't know, that's amazing that you got the Ray Bourque puck.
When that letter came in the mail, I was just, like, I was so psyched. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, hell yeah, man. And then him playing, like, with Team Canada and shit way back in 2002 and all that fun stuff.
You know, my dad has a framed letter that he got from Bobby Orr.
When
he wrote Bobby Orr when he was a kid. That was his favorite player, and Bobby Orr wrote back.
No
and said, like,
way.
Yeah,
oh,
like, thanks for cheering for me and the team, and it's yeah. pretty cool. He still has it framed, too. And
stop
he wrote
making
it,
this like, up.
Man, do people yeah. still write to pro athletes?
I'm 24 years old, so it's been a couple of years, too. I'd be one of those weird kind of middle-aged guys, like, hey, I'm your age, keep it up, kind of thing. You made it way further than I ever dreamed I could, so.
Thanks for being an inspiration.
I'm older than you. I'm jealous of you.
Yeah. So I don't know, but like that's fucking just huge props, man. Like that's really cool that you got that stuff.
I think you should
really cool.
You should write to someone like, dear Connor McDavid, you're good at hockey, but I am older than you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I'll do a blind carbon copy to you guys too and see what he says back.
I was actually thinking of trying to write like a child. Like, hi, and like trying to fake out a child.
With a crayon like, in your left hand.
Yes. Yeah,
see if they get like some spelling mistakes and backwards K's and shit. See what they do.
Oh, what's your name, man?
This is Tyler.
So this is kind of crazy. On Tuesday on this radio program, we were talking about how Liberal MP and Cabinet Minister Kent Hare added Shauna on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. I was very flattered about it. He, you know, it said he would like to be part of your LinkedIn profile and stuff. And I was like, yes.
So we talked about that. We talked about that on the air. And it turns out Kent Hare listens to this radio program because his office called us later that day and said, would you be interested in having the minister on your show
yeah.
to talk about, you know, his use of social media? And we said, hey, that'd be really cool to
yeah.
have Kent Hare come on the show. I mean, he's in Justin Trudeau's cabinet.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a very prominent guy. So we were like, perfect. Of course. We'd love to have him on.
So we got busy and I put it off for a couple of days calling them back to set up this appointment. And then yesterday I was dialing the number to Kent Hare's office and Angela's like, you're calling Kent Hare. Did you see the story that just came out? I was like, no. So I hung up and that's when this story broke that yeah. he has been accused of making inappropriate comments to, is it, how many accusers right now? Just the one?
I believe it's one. And then she's saying there's some anecdotal evidence or something of other people feeling the same way, but there's one woman in particular, I believe.
One of his staffers?
Yes. Yes, former staffers, I believe.
Former staffers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, as you mentioned in your news, Shauna, Mr. Hare resigned.
Yes.
His position in the cabinet. He's still the MP.
Yes, he's still the Calgary MP, but he has resigned from his cabinet. Justin Trudeau is saying, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, excuse me, is saying that it's a leave of absence for now, of course, because he hasn't been accused yet.
There is going to be an investigation.
Allegations, yep, yeah, at this point. But I was thinking about this, and when he had messaged us, mm-hmm. he probably would have known that these allegations were coming. So I'm wondering...
2 days before? He might have, like...
A lot of the time they would know, it would be maybe a heads up or even just rumor saying this is coming down the pipes or how are we going to go about this or whatever, or this is coming. Normally you're not completely blindsided by this type of thing.
Right.
Maybe he was in this case, but on the other hand, I was like, perhaps he knew.
Like knew that like journalists had got a hold of it and they're going to be running this story.
And he wanted to come on the show and get out in front of it. Not that he maybe would have talked about it, but you know, to gain support or that type of thing.
That's okay. Really interesting.
I know. It's completely rumors and who knows at this point, but I was like,
I can't help but wonder if we had scheduled an interview with him, if he would have like went through with it. Let's say he was supposed to be on the show today. Mr. Hare, if you're listening, you are welcome on this program.
Yes,
so.
Always.
You just pop by and we'll make time for you.
Yeah, just knock on the studio window. We'll be here.
I'm going to reserve my judgment of him until after the investigation. Like you said, yeah. it is just an accusation.
Yes.
Right now, but... You know, I think some people might think, okay, well, he resigned from his position, so maybe there is some truth to it. But I think in that world, like...
You step away from the heat, I believe, until things are sorted out, right?
Yeah, and, you know, Kent Hare just got out of the hot water here with the comments he had made about some of the survivors of thalidomide.
Yeah.
So that just ended for him, and now he's into this. So I wonder if, you know, if his government was just like, you know what, this is a bit too much for us right now.
Yeah.
Yes. We're going to distance ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So they can sort through and see what really happened and then go from there, obviously.
Yeah, that's a vicious world. I mean,
oh, man.
We are kind of, unfortunately, I think, getting to the point where an accusation is as good as a guilty verdict. But even more so in that world. Mm-hmm. Like, you have that hanging over you. And
Well, it's even just your image, right? It's so tough because your image is such an important thing in that world. And if your image is ruined, even if the allegations turned out to be false...
Yeah, and like
it might be irreparable.
Be completely clear right here. I think that it's important whenever somebody comes forward with an accusation that you listen to them, yep. You take them seriously.
100%.
But I am still going to reserve my judgment until after the investigation.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
This is absolutely crazy to me. New York City's Police Officers Union is cracking down on the number of what they're calling get out of jail free cards. Do you know what get-out-of-jail-free cards are?
No.
So those officers are actually given certain cards that they can give to their family or friends, and they essentially can flash them if they get a ticket for a minor offense of some sort, and it'll say, I am friends with this police officer, and then they'll get off.
What?
This is a real thing? I read about this, and I was like, this is a full joke. That's Monopoly terms. What
yes.
are we... No. They 100% have these cards. And I guess the union now is saying this is getting a little out of hand. There's too many of these being given out. So they're now cracking down on the number of them. So now, I guess current cops used to be given 30. Now it's down to 20. And retirees used to be given 20. And they're now going to be given 10.
These are actually officially issued.
They are officially issued.
And you get a number.
You get a number of them. So
what?
You used to be given 30, rather, that you could give out to people you cared about.
So was it, I have so many questions. Was it like a one-time use thing? So you get it and then, or is it something you can just like keep in your wallet and flash and be like, hey, and
actually,
then you get out of everything?
That's unclear. And I don't know. And again, I need to clarify, this is minor offenses. You can't kill somebody and have a get out of jail free card and be like, oh, moving along. So it's things like, you know, speeding tickets, those mm-hmm. minor types of things. But yes, you show this card and they'd be like, okay.
It has to be a one-time use thing because I think I read that the New York Police Department has like 40,000 sworn members or something. So if every one of those officers gets 30 cards, that's 1.2 million of these cards floating around, meaning that like a tenth of the population of New York City is exempt.
Yeah.
Which that it's got to be a one-time use thing. So my dad is a retired police officer.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of this.
No.
I have friends in CPS, have never heard of this.
No.
It doesn't exist here, obviously.
That's what I was asking. I was like, I don't think this believes. Obviously, if you know a cop or whatever, that's a little different. There's always the nice... Okay, we'll give you a warning this time, right?
Right, and I think police officers sometimes even go easy on other police officers or even other first responders. If you pull over like a firefighter or a paramedic and you're like, okay, well, come on.
It's like a friends and family discount if you work at a retail store. It's a similar thing, right? You're obviously nice to your friends and family.
Yeah.
And that type of thing. This is crazy to me, though. I had no idea. Like, yeah, here's your get out of jail free card. I really like you, so here you go. Yeah, it's a one-time use. Now you're going to get off that speeding ticket. Go to
work. Yeah, that is crazy. I had no idea.
I know. They're actually being sold in the black market as well because they're, of course, in high demand. So I guess you can go on eBay and you'll find these cards being hawked for as much as like $200 to get you out of the...
So like, no...
Oh.
I was thinking if you presented it, the officer's going to ask questions like maybe who do you know? Which,
would
you know, which detachment are they out of?
But just like, okay, I'll take your card. Thank you.
Where did you get this?
It's like a discount
coupon. eBay, sir. Damn it. You got me.
X92.9.
Beckler and Shauna, my three-year-old son, Bo, went skating for the first time yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, and he really enjoyed it, but he asked why he had to wear a helmet. And I said, well, if you fell, you could hurt your head.
Your noggin.
Hockey players wear helmets, so that's okay, too. But then I thought, for some reason, figure skaters don't wear helmets, which is really interesting. You could crack your head pretty hard figure skating, too.
Yeah, that's really weird, hey? Why would that be? You're just as apt to fall. Like, they do crazy things. You throw people up. You're
even crazier, one would say.
Yeah.
And when they're spinning, you could bump coconuts, and that'd be the end of that.
I mean, I understand that you're not trying to hit other people like right. In hockey. That would be the difference, I suppose. But you're doing crazy, crazy things. Well, yeah, you're getting tossed in the air.
And yeah, I think figure skaters take some licks when they're learning.
Oh yeah.
When they're learning their tricks.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe because it would look so damn goofy to be out there with a bucket on and your frilly outfit.
I'm going to be honest here. The bucket is not the strangest part of that whole getup you've got going on, okay? Like, the outfits that you wear figure skating, there's enough frilly things and sequins and...
I can't wear that. I'd look ridiculous. You're wearing a sequined matador outfit.
Exactly. You're supposed to look like prehistoric dinosaurs, okay? That's not the issue. Yeah.
I want to see that so bad, though. I want to see Tessa Virtue and Scott Moir at the Olympics, like, in their full sparkly outfits, but also a lid.
Oh, yeah.
And a bad lid, too, like a Jofa.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe one of those old Coopers, like Joe Neuwendijk used to wear. The old Kelly Buchberger special.
You look like a tampon head. What's going on?
We have arrived at the most important part of the entire week on this program. It's the Friday morning pizza chat.
Yeah. Oh.
What happens?
Malfunctions.
That's a good one.
Pizza. Yeah.
What's on the agenda today for the pizza chat?
Well, there's that huge news story that everybody has been talking about when it comes to pizza.
Was this the guy who was caught on like a doorbell camera eating the toppings off of the pizza that he was delivering?
This is the gentleman that, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he a Domino's driver?
I think so.
I thought I saw the blue uniform.
Yes, and somebody, there was a security footage. They caught this man doing this, and as they were waiting, once again, he was just like popping some toppings into his mouth as he was waiting.
Yeah, well, you can't be doing that.
No.
But what I'm wondering is that particular restaurant not giving their employees some pretty hot deals on Zaw?
Well, this is what I'm wondering. Like, how hungry was this man for him to just stand there and be like, oh, I really need one of those pepperoni slices right now. Like, how does that happen?
You work at a pizza joint.
Hook
the man up with some pizza.
I know. Was he just like running? Really, was it a really busy pizza day maybe? He didn't have the chance to eat, so he just thought, who will notice one slice?
Make two. I'll eat it in the car.
This is true. I also was wondering, like, how many toppings were on this pizza? You know what I mean?
Like, for him to eat like enough that it wouldn't be noticed. That
yeah,
they
like
were
did
missing?
He eat all of like he, it was you know oh I realize it was supposed to be cheese but it's actually pepperoni so let me just eat all of the pepperonis off. Maybe he was actually just doing it out of goodwill.
Interesting. Interesting twist. This poor guy has been vilified.
Yes, but really he was just trying to save the person from the pepperoni they didn't want after all.
It could be. Mm-hmm. That's a likely explanation.
Yeah,
I think he just got making pizzas is a vocation. It's a calling. You know, like some people go into teaching, some people become nurses, some people cook hot zaws.
That's true.
And if you're going to attract the best people, the most talented pizza craftsmen, you need to be making sure that there are some good benefits and perks in place.
Absolutely.
At the restaurant, like free pizzas. Yeah. A guy,
a guy who's doing the noble work of a pizza delivery driver should not have to nibble toppings on the stoop.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
I agree with that. Yeah.
People try and give a pie to one of their brothers.
Yeah, give them a free pie.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.